Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump made a series of last-minute appeals to voters on a campaign swing through the nation's Midwest Friday. Quinn Kleinfelter from member station WDET reports the president told supporters in Michigan that Democratic rival Joe Biden would lock the state into a dark, dismal winter.
The president accused Biden of supporting trade deals that cost Michigan manufacturing jobs and repeatedly questioned the former vice president's mental capacity. As elsewhere in the country, COVID-19 cases are surging in Michigan, Trump promised the crowd a vaccine for the virus is just weeks away, contradicting caution from most public health experts about that timeline.
Biden will eradicate the economy. I will eradicate the virus and make the economy better than it's ever been. That's where we were. Now we're doing it again.
Biden joins Barack Obama for Get Out the Vote rallies in Flint and Detroit on Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Biden campaigned Friday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He again criticized the president's handling of the pandemic.
Donald Trump waved the white flag, surrendered to the virus. But the American people don't give up. We don't give in. Unlike Donald Trump, we're not going to surrender to this virus. We're simply not going to surrender.
Biden also said the president should stop attacking doctors. On Friday, Trump had claimed falsely that doctors overreport the number of COVID-19 cases because they make more money that way. Cruise lines may soon begin sailing again from U.S. ports under rules released Friday by federal health officials. NPR's Greg Allen reports cruises must show they're minimizing the risk from the coronavirus.
The CDC suspended cruises from U.S. ports in March after outbreaks on a number of ships. In recent months, the industry, backed by elected officials in Washington, D.C. and Florida, lobbied for the no-sail order to be lifted. In place of the current order, the agency is issuing a framework for conditional sailing. It requires cruise lines to build labs to test all crew members and passengers for the coronavirus. Cruise lines will then conduct simulated voyages with passengers 18 or older to show they can minimize risk. Once individual ships are certified, the CDC says it will then allow a phased return of voyages. It's not clear yet when cruises will resume. The largest cruise line, Carnival, has sailings from Florida ports scheduled in December. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Belgian government is tightening restrictions in an effort to deal with a spike in coronavirus infections. Starting Sunday, stores, with the exception of groceries, gas stations, and pharmacies, must close at midnight. The schools, now closed for vacation, will stay closed an extra week. The restrictions will be in place for at least 6 weeks. Belgium now has the highest rate of infections in Europe. You're listening to NPR News. A strong earthquake struck the Aegean Sea Friday, toppling buildings and setting off tsunamis. Officials say at least 19 people were killed in Turkey and Greece. Hundreds were injured. Search and rescue efforts are underway for people who may be trapped in the rubble. A federal judge in Pennsylvania is blocking President Trump's ban of the hit app TikTok from starting next month. NPR's Bobby Allen reports it's the latest legal setback against the president's push against the Chinese-owned app.
U.S. District Judge Wendy Beadlestone ruled that Trump exceeded his authority in declaring a national emergency to ban TikTok. Beadlestone wrote that Trump's national security concerns with the app are, quote, phrased in the hypothetical. The order is the result of a lawsuit filed by three TikTok influencers who have millions of followers and who make thousands of dollars each time they post a short video. It's the second time a court has halted an aspect of Trump's TikTok ban. But a separate order that takes effect in 2 weeks would force TikTok to fully divest from its Chinese parent company unless an American buyer takes over the app. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
Walmart says it's begun returning firearms and ammunition to its sales floors. The retailer had announced Thursday it had removed such products as a precaution, citing civil unrest in the country. A statement Friday said that current incidents remain geographically isolated, so is putting the items back out for sale. Gun sales have reached record highs in the U.S. this year with more first-time buyers. Walmart's a financial supporter of NPR. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.